Good day, and welcome to the Talk It Out podcast with Neil Bailey Harper. I am Neil Bailey Harper, and I'm here today on Saturday with Smile, Please. Listen, life is not a stress test, especially if you believe you really are blessed. Life is not a stress test if you really believe you are blessed. The music I'm listening to today, oh man, the one and only Steve Land Morris, otherwise known as the Master Blaster, otherwise known as the real lifetime genius, Stevie Wonder. The song is Smile Please. I hope today finds you well. I really do. And if you're not well, get better. Get better. Starts with the mind. Starts in your head, but get better. Listen, I have been working on 3 or 4 podcasts, and I normally do them in advance. So I've been working on a couple of podcasts, and one's about how fear sells, one's about how passion is not an excuse, and all of these are about things we do to either scare each other or hurt each other or do things that aren't good to each other. And you know what? For this week, for some reason, working on those podcasts, they're ready to go and you'll hear them eventually. And I do thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing to the podcast. Hope you like it. Want to share with a friend. I will share those podcasts eventually because, hey, they're real. But I just got to thinking and a phrase came back to me from elementary school. Was there a poster in your elementary school like there was in mine and like there was in probably every school I've been to in the last 30 or 40 years where it says it takes 14 muscles to smile and 72 muscles to frown? Well, I work with children. And I have this phrase that I tell the kids a lot of times where I say, I ask them to repeat after me. I say, if it's easy. And they have to say, if it's easy. I say, if it's easy. They have to say, if it's easy. I say, if it's easy. And by the third time they go, if it's easy, then I tell them, anybody can do it. And I implore them to try things that are hard. Today, I implore you, the people who listen to me, and maybe the people you could pass this on to, I implore you to try something easy. Smile. Try something easy. Just smile. It takes 14 muscles to smile, 72 muscles to frown. We waste too much energy with the gift we're given to not smile more. So my goal today is to get you to smile, get you, even though I can't see you, I want to be able to feel you smile. I want to be able to hear the rhythm of your voice or hear the rhythm of your beat. You know, I want to be able to play a song or two to really bring out even if it's just a momentary reaction, even if it's just something that you subconsciously don't even recognize. I want you to smile. I just want you to smile. And I want you to appreciate the situation of life that we're in, that you're in, that I'm in. This is, again, the Master Blaster. The song is Bird of Beauty. Both of these songs are from the 1974 album, Fulfillingness's First Finale, which when it came out, I don't think people really knew how to take it right away, partly because the title was different, fulfilling this first finale. Nobody likes saying the title. But when you look back, this musical genius has blessed us for over 50 years. Stevie Wonder, the song is Bird of Beauty. The other thing I want to, you know, smiling is an individual thing. There are different kinds of smiles. There's a kind smile. I don't want that. I don't want that one. There's a condescending smile. Nah, keep that shit with you too. I want you to smile because you want to smile. I want you to smile to where I just did, where I'm not even finished the sentence yet, and I can feel the corners of my mouth start to raise up and my cheeks start to get up a little bit. Before you know it, teeth are showing. Just smile, guys. Worry is a problem. It is. If you have children, I have children. If you have good friends, children, whoever, family. I've tried to change what has been worry into concern. Okay? I try to turn worry into concern. And they are two different things, and you have to deal with it two different ways. I have two sons. My youngest will be 30 next week. My oldest is 32. And I used to worry about them, especially as teenagers. As black teenagers, with me being their dad, I know that path. So I would worry about them. That doesn't make it right. But now they're grown men. It's easier to turn that worry into concern. Because worry means that I'm not sure that they know what they're doing. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm 90% sure they know what they're doing. So that worry now changes into concern. When you go on vacation, do you enjoy yourself? If it's something that you can try to do to take that same energy that comes out, if the energy is different, or if the energy is something else that comes out of you when you're on vacation, as opposed to when you're not on vacation, I will challenge you to ask, can the energy be at a different level, but not different? Because you're the same person. Whatever it is today that we find issues with, I'm not challenging that. I'm asking for your own good, and maybe for the betterment of those around you, do you own the switch to cut it off? Can you stop yourself from frowning to smiling? Is the switch in your hands? Do you hold that trigger? Because if you don't, I challenge you to get it back. If you don't hold that trigger, I challenge you to get it back. Many times we hear the phrase that life is too short. Yeah. But many times we hear that phrase when someone has passed away, or when someone's close to passing away. Then we want to talk about how short life is. We don't talk about it every day. I am going to talk about how fear sells, how the pharmaceutical industry has taken over television advertising. I'm going to talk about fear sells, how the passion of Americans gives us a 24-hour network where nothing but real-life murders are talked about. Not now. Smile, okay? Every day can be a fun day. Every day can be a fun day. Every day can have some fun in it. Let me put it that way. Steve Lan Morris again. The song is Fun Day. You know what amazes me about his energy and about a song like this? Here is a man who had sight for a little bit of time, but has no sight. And this song right here describes a Saturday anywhere, not only through images in your mind. I actually smell the smoke from the cookouts. You see the grass, you see the street, you hear the birds. It's amazing where his music comes from. That's what makes him part of who he is. This is Fun Day. So, have a fun day. Let every day be a fun day, okay? Really, first let every day be a fun day. Or let every day have some fun in it. There's a movie that I don't remember a whole lot about. It's decent, but I love the title. The title is This World and the Fireworks. The title of the movie is called This World and the Fireworks. And I'm not going to talk about the movie because I just like the title. Because I take that title and I transition it to somewhere else. I believe in God. I do. But believing in God, I can't tell you I absolutely know where I'm going once I leave this world. I can't tell you. And I can't talk to anybody who's been there that can tell me. But every day in this life is a blessing. I saw you. Somebody just moved their head. Somebody just moved their shoulders. Somebody knows this song and probably has a memory of a fun day. Could have been yesterday. Hopefully it was. A lot of fun days in your life. But the thing is, who holds the trigger to that? Who do we give power to create joy in our lives? Is that on us? Yeah, it is. Do we own the trigger? As best as we can. Whether it's vacation, whether it's Friday, whether it's Saturday, do something to make you smile. Be somewhere that makes you smile. See or talk to someone who brings joy to that moment. Now, yes, if you're the kind of person who wants to sit there and goes, okay, well then 10 minutes later, you could be screwed. So freaking what? That's 10 minutes later. What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? That's what I need to start this day. I need smiles. I need energy. I need positive. I need joy. I need silliness. I need fun. And whether you feel that way or not, and I don't like to feel for anybody else or say what I believe everybody else needs, but I know that this, the sun is the energy, and if you bring that energy or some kind of way, find that positive energy for your day, for this moment, you're going to feel good about it. And you're going to want to do it again. And not only will you feel good about it, but the people around you will feel good about it, because why the fuck not? Why not? What else is there? Again, I'm not saying that I don't have things I worry about. I'm not saying you don't have things you worry about. I'm not saying that everything in my life is going right, because it is what it is. But what I'm saying is, I turn the worry into concern. Because worry means there's nothing I can do about it. Concern means I can pray on it. I can't do nothing about worry. I can pray on concern. I can have a fun day every day. Or, if the very least, I can put some fun into every day. And that's what we got to start doing more of, I think. I remember in the 90s, we talked about when the rap was going back and forth, and they said, well, how can this, too much of this is not good for you? How can this be good for kids? Or the video games, you know, or that were violent video games. And we talked about, oh, how can all of this be good for kids and this and that? Well, now we got 24-hour murder channels, 24 hours of people who kill each other, and they want to get on TV without being paid for it and talk about it. Or the families want to get on TV without being paid for it and have closure. Let's have some more joy. Okay? Again, too much of anything. So if you're going to complain about the rap music of the 90s and the video games we're using it, what about all of this shit on TV now that grown-ups are consuming? Adults are consuming. This is Stevie Wonder. Don't you worry about a thing. Because it is not going to change anything. I have never known worry to do anything to make a situation better. Never. And again, Roy Ayers famously says, life is just a moment. Many of us will agree that life is short. So why worry? Don't always reach out in vain. Reach within. Make yourself smile. And Don't worry about a thing, y'all. It's not going to change anything. It's almost as if, okay, in theater and entertainment, I've heard the phrase many times, you can't have a fear of flying. Not like getting on a plane, but a fear of flying, where your head goes, where your heart goes. And you can't be afraid to be happy. You don't have to apologize for being happy. This life we're blessed with is for us to enjoy. People want to say, yes, well, trial and tribulations will come. Of course they will. They might. They might not. But I'm not going to be apprehensive waiting for that to happen. I'm going to enjoy what's going on right now. And I'm not going to worry about a thing. I'll be concerned about things, but I won't worry about them. Because, again, life is not a stress test. If you really, really believe you are blessed. If you really believe life is a blessing, it's nothing to stress about. If this music doesn't make you dance or doesn't make you move, find some that does. As soon as the podcast is finished, find some that does, guys and girls. Don't worry about a thing. So, let me wrap this thing up. Smile, please. It takes 14 muscles to smile and 72 muscles to frown. We've all seen that poster, or most of us probably have. If someone else can't, make yourself smile. Make yourself smile. Bird of beauty. You know what? I picked up the phone this morning and talked to somebody I love and loved all my life. And I text her a lot of times, but I called her. Because we all understand that texting is cool, that's connected. But there's a rhythm to the voice of a person you know. There's a tenor to that voice of the person you know that you just want to connect with. You just want to say hi. You don't need an excuse. You don't need a reason. You're not worried. You're not concerned. You just want to talk to your friend. Just talk to your friend. Fun day. If you can't make this a total fun day, find a way to put some fun in it. If it's fun for you, it could be fun for anybody around you. What is fun for you? Make life a fun day. Here's another phrase. You don't know how long you got here. I hate that phrase because it makes you think about it. Doesn't make me worry. Makes me concerned. But I'm not dealing with that. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it right now. And every minute after right now is still right now. During an hour from now, it'll be right now. Don't worry about a thing, y'all. Love yourself. Enjoy yourself. If you say you're blessed, be blessed. This is the Talk It Out podcast. I will talk to you soon with Neil Bailey Harper. Peace out. What's better for us?